Love is the light scaring darkness away. Written by Flower Parish. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, all for the game. Relationship, Jeremy Knox, Jean Moreau. Rating, mature. Also tagged for. Also including Napoleon the Service Dog. Boy, that's an old headcanon / heart cannon. Brief allusion to self-harm and suicidal thoughts / intentions. Tumblr drabbles and ficlets. Podficker tag. Written pre the Sunshine Court.
It can be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze. If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. But while in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey neat, my coffee black and my bed.
Chapter 1. Bed Sharing. Jeremy knows from his budding friendship with the Foxes that he's lucky USC lets them fly whenever they leave California, rather than subscribing them to Palmetto's 800-mile cutoff. But sometimes flying's even more exhausting when they're staying in the same district, and watching the coaches talk with the desk because the hotel messed up the booking doesn't help. They could call other hotels in the area, but no one's keen on splitting up the team. So instead, their coaches convince the hotel to give them what rooms are left to cover their mistake. Jeremy's never felt so lucky to have such a friendly team as when the Trojans gather around the list of rooms and sort it out amongst themselves with no infighting and very few frowns. Jean doesn't fight for a room. Still uncomfortable in the middle of the team when they're crowding somewhere, and always more cautious the further they get from USC's campus. Jeremy doesn't fight for a room, just accepts the keys Layla hands him and leads Jean to an elevator before the rest are even done, trusting Layla to text him if he misses any important announcements. He starts to realize that maybe he should have checked when they get to the room and it's one king bed. Jean's staring at the bed without an expression, so Jeremy can't get a read on his feelings. He could go back and negotiate for a different setup, but this was probably the nicest the team could be if it was going to be just the two of them to a room with the limited number. And he's too tired to argue either way. I'll sleep on the floor, Jeremy says, because if he makes the hotel bring up an extra blanket, it'll be the same as sleeping in the treehouse back home. Jean cuts his gaze to Jeremy, but Jeremy ignores it, dropping his duffel by the wall and bending to unzip it and pull out clothes to sleep in. They already showered after the match, but he'll change in the bathroom and brush his teeth before bed. As he stands and makes for the small bathroom, Jean sticks an arm out in front of him. Jeremy rocks to a halt inches away, looking up. Yeah? You can sleep in the bed. Jeremy frowns. I'm not making you sleep on the floor. Jean rolls his eyes. With the force Jean puts behind the movement, Jeremy's surprised it doesn't hurt. It's only one night, Jean says slowly, like Jeremy's being particularly slow. We can share the bed. Jeremy glances at the bed, and it is pretty large. They're used to sleeping in the same room. Contrary to what many of Jeremy's friends and lovers have assumed, he's not a serial cuddler, so it'll probably be fine. If Jean's giving him the go, he'll take it. All right, he agrees. Thanks. When they trade out the bathroom a few minutes later, Jean's already folded down the blankets on the side of the bed he wants. Unsurprisingly, the side next to the wall rather than the window. So Jeremy sets his phone alarm for 6 the next morning and crawls under the covers on his end. He's asleep before Jean gets back. Everything goes fine. Neither of them has nightmares and wakes the other. Neither of them really moves in their sleep. They don't wake up awkwardly cuddling. It's fairly similar to their rooming situation in the dorm. The differences are these. Jeremy wakes first, before his alarm has time to go off, although there's sunlight creeping in under the thick hotel curtains. He rolled at some point in the night, and now he's facing Jean, although still well on his side of the bed. He's not sure how Jean fell asleep, but Jean is likewise facing him. Jean's hand, however, is stretched out over the distance between them, resting just under the blankets, no more than 3 inches away from Jeremy. He would assume that it's to wake Jean if he moves, but when he rolls a bit to grab his phone off the table beside the bed and turns back, Jean's still fast asleep, breathing even, hasn't even twitched. Jeremy's seen Jean wake up, although only a few times, when someone or something moves. He's instantly alert, face tight and breath held. This is the opposite. Jean relaxed. He's not particularly peaceful. He frowns in his sleep more than he smiles, and the severe pull between his eyebrows never fully eases. But this is an even deeper level of trust than Jeremy had ever expected Jean to give him. It's not awkward cuddling or heart-to-heart conversations in the middle of the night, but it's the closest Jean Moreau could ever get to either of those things. And when Jeremy rolls out of bed a few minutes later, he's warmed from more than just the blankets.